I'm a sextuple 07.
Yes.
I'm sextuple 07.
It's amazing what you're able to pull off.
It's incredible. But no, I'm serious. That's the point of the Coward Fraud Watch. It's that these people flap their gums 24-7 and nobody ever puts them to task. And they're never challenged on their thoughts and their ideas live on air. So we're going to do it. And when they don't come on air, which they never will, they will officially be put on the coward and fraud list. We've already got a lot of names. This one's going to build up quick. All right. Thank you, Harrison Smith. Thanks, everybody that called in. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
All right.
Thank you, comrade. We have you many names, comrade.
And then they throw up the Rachel Maddow, you know, subtly indicating that you're a leftist of some sort, you know, without saying it, because you cleared that up with them right away. He was saying that before. Got to throw up Maddow, make you seem like you're some leftist. And everybody who disagrees is a leftist.
When I first baited him into debating me, that's what he said was, sure, I'll debate a leftist. He just assumed I was a leftist. They know better. They know that I used to follow InfoWars. They know who I was then, and they definitely know who I am now.
Dude, you're a paleo conservative if I ever saw one, and I use that terminology because Libertarian Party is kind of screwed. I would have considered you to be a libertarian if the Libertarian Party hadn't turned half socialist. But you're more what I see is a kind of common sense paleo conservative or Ron Paul conservative. Now, even Ron Paul couldn't go full out and call it all out for what it was, but he did a pretty good job. But we're reasonable, dude. I'll sit down and talk with anybody. You've had people that were running for the Knesset on your show. I've had, you know, Rachel Tobias, and I have so many of my friends, Brian Simonetti, and so many others that are at least part Jewish that understand that there's a real problem, both theologically and politically, in this identity. Our problem really is not with anybody's race or anybody. It's their ideology is what they're born into, and it's a really ancient and pretty twisted ideology that people keep getting programmed with. I mean, it's that simple.
So I'm seeing in the chat people are saying demand that he let me on the show. Can you guys ever imagine them allowing that to happen?
No,
Rob Dew and Alex Jones allowing me on InfoWars.
It would be great. Well, for people that listen to InfoWars, because I know there's people out there that still do. Call in and tell them, demand that Adam Green or Tom comes on InfoWars. Just keep doing it until they make it happen.
I would be much more interested in doing it just like, you know, there's one thing that Owen cannot say, and that's when Owen was on with Adam, they may have argued back and forth a little, or bantered back and forth a little bit, but at no time did Adam just cut his mic or mute him out. The reason that I don't want to go on InfoWars, not because I'm afraid. What I think will happen is I'll get half of a sentence out and they'll cut my mic and I won't be taken for the actual thought that I had in my head, but half of a statement. I'm not interested in that. It's a waste of my time. I don't care how big InfoWars is. I don't care how many people see me on InfoWars. This isn't about me. It's about information. You really want to talk about saving America? Dude, we can't be so worried and wrapped up with ourselves. And these people, like Jones and company, man, that's what it's all about.
I tricked him to come on, and he got in over his head. He couldn't back out of it. And then that's why he tried to just go 30 minutes and filibuster, and he brought up some stuff that I wasn't even talking about to waste time.
Yeah.
But here, let's move along now to this is me on Lift the Veil a couple days before with the same caller.
Something's weird with the screen that I'm seeing here.
Let's try it.
Hello, this is Nathan. You're on the air.
Hi, Nathan. What's going on? My name's Tyler Baggins. Adam, I guess this would be posed for you. And since you guys were kind of talking about Alex Jones, I guess I'd bring him up. You're a wealth of information. You know all this stuff, and you can identify all these problems. But what Alex does that you don't do is go out and actually, like, put boots on the ground and actually do something about all this knowledge that you have. So you can paint on Alex Jones all you want, but he goes out there and he is the man in the arena. He's getting things done face to face. And you know, you can talk on the internet all you want, but at the end of the day, boots on the ground, face to face is where we actually change the culture. So I just want to hear your response to that.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the call. Okay. Wow. I have some opinions about that, but you go ahead.
Here, before I respond, do you guys want to say anything?
Yeah, can I please say something?
Go ahead, yeah.
Dude, you got somebody that's sitting right here next to Adam Green, who with the rifle in my hand stood at the Bundy Ranch and defended private property rights. I went to Oregon and I stood up for the rights of ranchers who were standing there. Adam Green himself has gone off. He's interviewed people like firefighters and Bolin. He's gone to Israel and Palestine. When have any of these people had the balls to go to Palestine and see what was going on for themselves? That statement right there, that little cuck for InfoWars, pisses me off. Show me one place you've gone, dude. Show me one piece of work that you've done with boots on the ground, you absolute sack of...
Well, what's funny is I commented and I said, in the comments, I listed out a couple of the things that I did, that I've done, showing that I have gone out and don't just sit behind a screen. And then I said, what has this guy done? And boy, did I find out. This guy goes out and makes a big difference himself, too. So we'll play that in a second. You can go on my channel. I've got playlists called 9/11 Street Interviews. I've gone out many times. I went out on 9/11 and asked firefighters at a 9/11 event what they thought about 9/11 conspiracies. I went into a Christian Zionist church a couple months ago and confronted a captain sniper in the IDF and the whole church and got thrown out. I went to the inauguration with Trump and interviewed masked La Raza terrorist. And I've been out on the streets. What has Alex Jones accomplished with all of his millions of dollars and all of his platform? What has he ever accomplished besides making truthers look stupid and getting Trump elected? And even if I never went out in the street and left my room, I could still put together valuable content and information that'll make a difference. So I'm going to keep trashing Alex
Jones.
What?
It's even worse than that. When Alex Jones in Austin, Texas, there was a Second Amendment rally. Mm-hmm. He showed up with a goon squad.
Oh, yeah, provocateur. Yeah.
Right, and he was an absolute provocateur that just turned the whole thing into a crap show. And the event organizer, God, I can't remember her name. She's such a sweetheart.
Just been making us look crazy and making us look bad.
Yep.
And
he yells at her, First Amendment, Second Amendment, blah, 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 and he's with the bullhorn. They were inviting him up on the stage. They're like, Alex, come on up here and talk to the audience. You know, make it clear and concise. Come on up here. You don't have to bullhorn us from the audience. You know, we're with you. Come on up here. And he refused to do it. He was that day, if there was no other better evidence, and besides what Bill Cooper exposed him for, if there was no other better evidence in Austin, Texas, in the town of my broadcast network, I tell you right now, we all know who he is.
Matthew, anything?
Just what Tom brought up there. That's a prime example of what he did for many years. And if you haven't seen that clip, search for it on YouTube, Alex Jones, COINTELPRO, or something like that. It'll come up and share that.
Gun rally.
That is an extremely important clip to understand what he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and making us look stupid. Brian from High Impact Flicks put up a video this week, and it was like an open letter to Alex Jones supporters and people that work with him, and it was just a compilation of him just acting totally stupid and making ridiculous noises and stuff. And it's like, how are we supposed to be taken serious by the general public with these very delicate, taboo, stigmatized issues if you're acting like a total goofball all the time? And his biggest accomplishment is helping to get Trump elected. And Trump is just like one of the most hardcore Zionist presidents we've ever had. And now he's continuing to gatekeep and be the Zionist propaganda minister for Bibi.
Yeah, and you know what, Adam, I was never a never Trumper. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in that crowd. I wasn't anti-Trump. I wasn't pro-Trump. I'm a conservative that takes issue by issue rather than idol by idol and becoming a member of a cult. I saw that happen with Bush. A lot of the conservatives who had started to wake up when Bush got into office, because he was the opponent to Clinton, they sided with Bush, and they did so in a cult-like fashion, and it took them 8 to 10 years to completely wake up as to who Bush really
they
was.
They haven't woken up to Bush. Look at Bush still. All the covers and all the mainstream media right now
is like,
Michelle Obama loves Bush, their relationship.
Well, what more evidence do you need? And this is what I'm saying. A lot of the people did wake up. They have woken up. If you look on the videos, a lot of those videos that the mainstream media put out, and the thumbs down to comment ratio that Brian did a video, I think, on that too. you know, people are not buying the propaganda that the mainstream media is putting out by glorifying this warmonger, right? He's a neoconservative Trotskyite warmonger, totally in bed with China. I mean, there's so many things we can talk about. I don't want to go off the track. But the point of the matter is that this left-right paradigm, you take the situation in Palestine. I take this on an issue level. There are a lot of Marxists that champion social justice in Palestine. I don't want social justice in Palestine. I want freedom. Freedom. I'm not for that whole social equality of outcome crap. I'm not. But I can take it on an individual issue, critically think and analyze for myself, and decide that this is more moral than it would be siding with a bunch of more bombs for Jesus Christian Zionists.
They're talking today on InfoWars about Judge Jeanine from Fox being the new Supreme Court nomination, and Alex Jones was pushing for that, saying that was a good idea and she'd be a great choice. She went to the Jerusalem opening, and she goes, Israel does what Israel needs to do, and just such, she interviews BB. She's got the VIP access to BB. She's such a Zionist. She could have been
Shaked's mother.
And Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Owen were all promoting the idea of Jeanine from Fox News, Judge Jeanine, being our Supreme Court. Wow.
She literally could have been Ilet Shaked's mother. Seriously.
Yeah. Did you have something, Matt, or should we continue on?
No, continue on.
And I don't think your criticisms have any merit behind them.
You know, I was going to say the same thing. So it wasn't criticism toward me. But, I mean, you went to freaking Palestine.
I just went to Palestine, too, yeah. Didn't even
what are people
forgot to
say?
Mention that part.
And really, the only thing good about a lot – I mean, the thing you can make out of these public things is how much publicity they bring towards basically what you end up bringing back to your show. I mean, where people see it is on YouTube. People aren't there in person when you're showing up interviewing people.
So the point Nathan is making, which is a good one, is that on YouTube you can reach hundreds of thousands or possibly millions, but if you go out in person, like, you can only reach, you know, just the handful of people that are around in your vicinity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless you're hanging billboards over freeways, which might be in the works soon, and which this caller has done, but InfoWars signs free Alex Jones over the freeway. So that's the, and Nathan from Lift the Veil told me, he's like, man, that caller, that was ridiculous. I think he's a huge Alex Jones fan or something like that.
Flip boy.
Yeah. We're getting to that real quick. I think this is the end of this.
And sure, you might change somebody's mind on the spot, but you know, you can do a lot of damage on YouTube for the money, and it takes money, resources. I mean, it's different when you're going out with a phone rather than going out with a microphone.
Okay, let's move along now. So this is our guy who was actually interviewed.
This is his boots on the ground idea. This is his
big moment. Maybe somebody should put his YouTube channel in the chat. What is it? Tyler Baggins, just like it sounds.
Yeah, I wouldn't promote him, dude.
Oh, well, it's promoted. Here it is. Here he is on Owen Shore's show.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So Owen has him on, and it's like a little awkward.
This is going to be fun. I'm about to be joined by Tyler Baggins, who was featured in an InfoWars video and has called into the show multiple times. And the other day he called in when Allie Alexander was on air with me. And Allie was talking about how public shaming is one way
this
to kind of
caller.
Throw water on this situation.
Yeah, this
right
is
here.
The caller.
A little public shaming can bring people back down to earth. That's when Tyler called in and said he is an example of that after this video went viral on InfoWars. So first, let's
half
roll
a million,
this viral clip of Tyler from the InfoWars video, and then we're going to bring Tyler on to talk about this. So, guys, let's go ahead and roll clip 23.
You all to come out here, wait in line.
Where is your ticket?
And there's nothing.
Where is your ticket?
You got to track your hat, man. You got to find your hat.
Smoking,
lady! Smoking the green! Smoking the herb!
That's
how you
think I'm on drugs because I hate this fascist prick? You fat I just gave you what you wanted. I just gave y'all what you wanted. It's a fucking circus, everybody. Look.
Look at the monkey. Look at the monkey.
Oh, wow. I did that on purpose. It's all a fucking show here.
So there it is. So there was Tyler Baggins in that.
Okay, so you guys have maybe seen that before, right?
Yeah, but it never gets old.
So my favorite part is I did that on purpose.
I landed on my forehead on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, I love how he goes, yeah, we see you. They go, what are you smoking? He's going, weed, the green.
He was so virulently anti-Trump.
That was anti-Trump. Now he's defending Alex Jones and putting me on the coward and fraud watch list in InfoWars' lapdog fanboy.
So he left one cult for a new cult.
Honestly, I think the guy's in a process of waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes some people some time. And I bet he's going to be in our camp sooner than later. I think he's watching Nathan's streams.
Be careful what you ask for.
If he thinks that I haven't been out on the streets and left behind my computer screen, he probably hasn't seen too much of my video. So keep on watching. Check out the playlist about Zionism Exposed, Alex Jones Exposed, the Jewish Prophecy. And just it speaks for itself.
Matt, you were bigger than I was just a few minutes ago. I have to say, I have to reel myself back in and say, Tyler, if you're watching this, you know, we hope that you wake up fully and we hope that your journey continues on. And because you know what? You made a good point. I made my way through the InfoWars.
And me too. Yeah.
Thing. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So
I drank the Kool-Aid a little bit. I was sipping the InfoWars Kool-Aid for a while.
Yep, I didn't come from the far left, so it doesn't resonate, doesn't click with me right away. So, but okay, we all come from different areas, and I have to start breaking free of that right-left paradigm. So
Owen, too. Same for Owen.
Yeah, we're hoping for you, Tyler and Owen. We're rooting for you guys.
All right, so let's continue on. This interview just gets funnier.
Video, now joins us over Skype. Okay, so... what is the story here, Tyler? You say that public shaming made you change your ideas. Is that the case here?
Yeah, man. That's basically the case. I don't know what else to say right now. You know, when you're confronted with video of yourself behaving that way and doing stuff like that,
backflip
you really have
guy.
No choice but to change. Otherwise, I don't know. You're lost.
I want to be serious about this. You're not just trolling right now. I mean, you got the Bible in the background. I mean, I'm assuming that vase is not a bong. You're not trolling.
I'm not trolling at all. I think a lot of people think I'm trolling because, let's be honest, I was pretty ridiculous. I think what really set me off was when she said I looked like a pothead, you know.
So you want to go? You want to go on record right now? You are not a pothead.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
No judgment here.
And I owe it to people like InfoWars and you know Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and other people on YouTube helped me too get through this. And you know my family.
Get through this.
We have to spread ideas and we have to share good ideas to counter
the
snowflake. Bad ideas because. We live in a society of, like, lemmings, you know? And all it's going to take is for one or two of these lemmings to jump, and then all the other ones are going to jump, like, right off the cliff, man, and there's going to be a pile of dead frickin' lemmings. What really gets me is that I was one of those lemmings, man.
You still are, buddy.
I was going to jump off the cliff. Man. I was going to jump off the cliff. But luckily that happened to me at the Trump rally where I was confronted. I can really pinpoint it to the exact moment. In like the time space continuum, when I had my red pill moment, okay, it was when I was.
It sounds like we're in a Grateful Dead concert.
It's when he was backflipping.
What do you say after that? You got to walk away in shame. That's the only thing you can do is walk away in shame after that.
Is that an Austin 316 shirt under there?
Okay, so this is the guy. This is the guy that is calling me up on Lift the Veil and calling into InfoWars and giving me a plug. I should thank them for the plug, actually. It's very nice. I don't think that they planned on bringing me up, but they had to save face a little bit and give a few lies to get their audience off the trail.
I watched Owen Schroyer's blood pressure raise by quite a few points when your name was mentioned. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I'm sorry. It was funny. It was, I mean, come on, man. What is it better than, I mean, it was good. That was good entertainment. And there needs to be some good entertainment in this because, God, we can't stay so serious all the time, you know?
Yeah. I thought about having this guy, Mr. Baggins, Mr. Frodo Baggins on for an interview and show him some. He wants to say that I say the Jews are behind everything or something like that. I just like to show him my research and the stuff that I've been putting out in like God's Chosen People and other videos and see him refute it and call and just try to say that, oh, you're just blaming them for everything.
Yep.
What do you think of that? Should that be an invitation to?
I think, yeah. And if he actually honestly sits down and watches it and can actually refute it with anything other than ad hominem attacks.
Yeah, I agree. That'd be great. Just watching someone be presented with that information. And also, how about look up all these globalists that Jones talks about? Look up their ethnicity for the most part and who they're associated with. Because everybody he mentions is part of this same international crime syndicate, you know, that under the tribe. So why don't you look up who the globalists Jones are talking about are and then work from there? Yeah. And you'll connect the dots.
Right. Yeah. Should we show any clips of Jones right now? Like, I could show.
I want the Zionist quote because let's clarify that, because he made an allegation against you, and that was that you were claiming that Alex Jones was a Mossad agent, and that is not at all what you said. Jones said himself that he had consulted with, or somebody came to his studio, not the gay porn one. Mm-hmm. Where is it?
I didn't. This is the little. Oh, here it is. When the Mossad agent visits him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Rolling clip now.
I'm telling you, that's the weirdness. And then I had this Mossad agent, one of the top guys in the country, whose cover is writing for a major magazine. And he gets there, and I go, I know this is really a visit from the Mossad. He goes, well, I'm sure, but how'd you know that? I'm not really doing an article. I just want to see what you're planning to do to Israel. And I'm just like, I'm not against Israel. I'm not against anybody. I'm against World War III. And so.
You're against men.
And I have this conversation. I go, look, I know not just Israel was involved in 9/11. I know a bunch of countries were. I think it's wrong that false flags are carried out. And as long as he knew it wasn't personal, he just ran off. You know, and then I had MI6 show up and all the rest of the stuff. So what I want people to know is, then I had this.
Think about this, guys. Alex Jones knows about a foreign spy posing as a journalist, as an American journalist. And he talks to him about, listen, I know that Mossad did 9/11. Your agency did 9/11. And then he doesn't tell us who this guy is. He just keeps his mouth shut. And then whenever he covers 9/11, he omits all the connections to Israel and just wants to point to Saudi Arabia and then leave it there.
That's exactly right. He knew of a foreign spy on American soil. By the way, the same nation that had 240 of its spies deported, arrested and deported out of the country following 9/11. So we know that foreign, just because you're an alleged ally does not give you the right to spy and pose as a journalist in an American newspaper. And that's not a story, a headline on InfoWars. Mossad agent poses as American journalist.
Mm-hmm.
That's right there. It is checkmate, brother. You don't need to be a Mossad agent. You're just a stooge for the cabal. Oh, it makes me mad.
No, it's serious. It makes me really mad. He's a hardcore, hardcore foreign trader and foreign agent.
Yeah.
Here he is with Jerome Corsi, who he hired from WorldNet Daily, talking about they're getting their intel from high-level Israeli intelligence above Mossad.
Working with a really important cybersecurity company, and I just got text from top intelligence in Israel. Israel has nominated Donald Trump for the 2017 Peace Prize. He was nominated last year. There's about 200 nominations.
Consider the source.
But this is in advance of Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit with Trump, which is coming up in the next few days. And Israel has decided to make this nomination basically on the decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and the fact that Donald Trump has had the courage of his convictions. Again, another promise in the campaign being fulfilled, taking, I think, an historic, maybe even biblical step to legitimate the state of Israel. And the way I read the Bible,
not a Zionist,
basically says those who help Israel, God helps, and Donald Trump's on the right side here.
Well, certainly, that's Schofieldism.
Pause.
It does not say that in the Bible. It says that over the covenant people, and then it goes on to say that Israel broke from that covenant, and then when Jesus came, if you're claiming to be a Christian, Mr. Corsi, Christ said there is neither Greek nor Jew, bondservant or free. All are one, grafted in, all are one in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry there, buddy. That's Schofieldism is what he's preaching.
Isn't it funny that he says that Trump was going to get the Nobel Peace Prize for moving the embassy to Jerusalem, as if that's something that's promoting peace, and that Netanyahu was going to give it to him?
Yeah, and consider the source, Netanyahu handing out a peace
prize. And this is what he's so happy about.
That's
another...
like Kermit the Frog handing out frog's legs.
Yeah, Owen and them go, we're America first, but they're bragging about promises, campaign promises to a foreign country that's to Adelson. It's to Adelson and APEC. It's not a promise to Americans. No average American cares about the embassy in Jerusalem. And it's all just a front, a cover for them to get control of the Temple Mount so they can get the temple rebuilt.
Yep. Well, and then to build on what Tom was saying there, it is so important to point that kind of information out, because there are so many Christians out there that won't question Israel because they're afraid that they're betraying God or whatever, that if you question the Jews, that it's going against your religion. That is absolutely false. And it takes someone like Tom to lay that kind of information out for you to truly understand that that's an evil government. That's an evil institution that's going on over there right now. And you're not betraying your faith by questioning them and pointing out what they're doing.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. You honor the letter of the law and violate the heart of the law. You make the law of God of none effect. We could keep on going from the New Testament, Christians. Challenge me. Call in. Call in and try and I'll have this conversation. I'm just saying, that's right, I'm not on my radio show. But, you know, for Christian Zionists out there that want to contact me, it's very easy to contact me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. I really literally try and respond to every comment that I get on a video. I try and do that. I can't do it all the time, but I really try. But Twitter, you know, if you guys want to have this conversation, let's have this conversation, because this is a what I call Talmudism 2.0 light. And this was Schofieldism. It was first of all, a divorced alcoholic pastor who they used and promoted because of him, I guess, because of his absolute lack of morality. He had no problem doing it. Oxford University Press published this Bible. This is only in the last like 100 and so years. But the Schofield reference Bible adds all of these references. And part of that, God will bless those who bless Israel and all that. That's all.
Marching to Zion. That's the best thing I can say is to have people watch Marching to Zion. Maybe that's not the best, though, because Pastor Anderson is so controversial and might turn some people off.
You know what? For people out there listening, forget about Baptist faith. Forget about the fact that Pastor Anderson is a pastor at a church. Listen to the words that he says in Marching to Zion, okay? It's all over the place. You go to my BitChute to find it if you can't find it, and refute it on the facts. Forget about your faith. Forget about just for a moment. Take faith out of it, and let's talk about what they purport that this book says, and what this book actually says, and what it says after this guy Cyrus Schofield came along and added all of these footnotes in it to propagandize the majority of what was a big part of the Bible Belt and the southeastern United States, which, because that's where a lot of the population was that this took off, and it was like a virus, and it's a virus of the mind. It's just, it's not true doctrine. And so if you are an atheist or a Christian or Jewish, I challenge you to refute this information that Marching to Zion presents, and then try and make the argument as to the chosen people, they broke from the covenant. I'll tell people to do this. Go and Google God's broken covenant or the broken covenant people. It'll come up. Framing the World. There you go. Marching to Zion. God had this promise in the Bible and promised certain things, but there was a requirement. There was a clause for that. And that means you needed to honor and obey my word. And, of course, we know several times after that they broke the covenant. One of those times when they went into Babylon and came out with all kinds of false gods and stuff. So if you want to have a theological discussion on this, I can do that. And if you want to have a secular political conversation about this, I can do that. But if you're going to claim that, like what Corsi just did was heresy. It is not what the Christian faith ever taught historically for its entire life, it has been changed in this century, and that's a fact.
Yeah, and that's and then one more thing: they always want to get you fighting with the Muslims, but yes. Read what the Quran says about Jesus and the respect that they have for it in the Quran, and then read what the Talmud says about Jesus, and then. Then from there, start looking at, who's really anti-Christian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there are some, and I know that I have a lot of Palestinian friends who are both Muslim and Christian, and I think that we've all come to a point where, because I'm a Christian, I don't see eye to eye with the Quran, but, because I'm a Christian, I can basically put my faith in a higher power and let him work that out. What's more important to me, and what comes into mind is that song by Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. We all have one enemy who's trying to destroy all of us. They're trying to destroy Christianity. They're trying to destroy Palestine. They're trying to foment wars all over the Middle East. And the way I look at it now is we need to at least side with the peaceful Muslims and the Palestinian Christians in opposition to that. Then we can work out our differences later, because I tell you what, if we let these psychopaths keep marching down this road, marching to Zion, there's not going to be anything left but nuclear bombs. That these people are psychopaths, and they don't mind. They don't care. They don't mind bringing about the end of the world. These people. Oh, I'm telling you, man. These are apocalyptic nutcases.
Well said.
I just wanted to mention that since we're on the backup channel and I got the strike on the main channel, I'm not able to get super chats, so I miss you guys. Being able to chime in with your thoughts and questions. If anybody wants to support, I'm putting my PayPal in the live chat, and just a little tip goes a long way. Appreciate any help I can get. And if you guys want to help out the guests, check out their channels and their links also.
Yeah, we always need that help. RTRtruthmedia.com, and check out the articles. Really cool articles there as well. Not just donations. I promise you, I overwork for every donation that I ever get.
Yeah, no, this is not a lucrative biz unless you get a job with InfoWars and push and protect all of their lies.
Oh,
so,
yeah, then you get a couple
lies like this. Anybody that's watched InfoWars for a long time knows that Jones used to be, at least on the surface, give lip service to be anti-Rothschild. This is what he's saying about Rothschild in recent months about Trump.
Coup de grace.
Or actually, this is right before Trump was elected, I think. But still, listen to what he says about the Rothschilds.
So you're saying Rothschilds are backing Trump versus the eugenics-based Rockefellers?
Exactly. If you kind of look at the people behind...
I got told that my CIA sources 3 years ago, they said, you're bashing the Rothschilds. Watch what they're about to do. They're going to try to actually give wealth back to the people. Not because they're even good. They don't want a total worldwide bloodbath.
It's just that this time their interests coincide with our interests. Because, again, behind...
So that's right. You guys hear Alex Jones say that the Rothschilds... His CIA source told him the Rothschilds... actually want to bring wealth back to the people, and that we're there on the side of Trump in America.
Not only is he shilling for the Zio crowd, now he's shilling for Rome, the Red Shield.
But do you see how he spins that? Like, I think he truly believes in a lot of the what he just said. I think he truly believes, because he's getting this insider information, but these sources are just manipulating him with the information is what's going on, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. and they're feeding him this information saying, oh, yeah, they're connected to all these people, but they're really just trying to bring wealth back to the people. And he buys it, and then he pushes it.
I love your heart. I wish I could be as optimistic about that as you are. I've seen enough of Alex Jones's bad behavior behind the scenes.
You don't think he believes any of it?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. I think that in many, many ways he's an absolute, he is exactly what he puts himself forward. He's a personality and he's an actor, and he's filling a role. And there have been a couple times where we've gotten little tiny sneak peeks into Alex Jones's emotional state. And usually when we do that, he's drunk and emotional.
When he was drunk on that interview and he admitted that Israel was behind 9/11, Israeli intelligence, the guy forced him to do it. That was great.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm dead. He thought he was dead after that.
I don't think I finished this this Corsi video too. Let me finish this one up and then we'll get it wrapped up.
Okay.
That he invoked during the inaugural speech is with our republic. And, of course, England began to help the Jews.
No, this is not Zionist shilling, but he's going to say that helping Israel makes your country successful.
Israel, God helps, and Donald Trump's on the right side here.
Well, certainly providence that he invoked during the inaugural speech is with our republic. And, of course, England began to help the Jews when they were being persecuted going back 1,000 years ago in Europe. And, of course, it's been known since then. That's why England had so much great providence. And also, of course, the Christian faith and Christ being numbered.
It's been known, guys. Did you know that England had such great providence because they supported Israel? I didn't know that was the secret.
There were English kings that expelled the Jews. He's making stuff up as he goes along. And he's actually cherry picking small factoids from little pieces in history and not the rest.
And it's sad that people actually believe it. You know, there's plenty of people out there that buy that.
Yeah. As a historian, that really saddens me because, you know, there's been a reason why, and, you know, it's not a comfortable reason and it's not a comfortable reason to talk about, guys, but there's a reason why the Jews have been kicked out of so many nations. And it's because of the same behavior that we saw in the French Revolution. They fomented that. It's the same thing we saw as the Russian Bolshevik Revolution. They fomented that. It's the same as a bunch of these far leftist anti-American movements. They have funded and led most of them. And that's the reason why the behavior of a grouping of them together is not indicative of all of them, which I think is something that we can all agree on. OK, so you have a lot of they use the cover of the identity and the lives of their own people as a sacrifice a lot of times to achieve these objectives. So this is why we get into that area where I say it's not all Jews, folks. I mean, because like we were talking about earlier with Rachel Tobias and folks like that who understand the inherent historical problems that the ideology brings about. They've kind of rejected that ideology. There's also called the I can't think of the true Torah Jews that only follow the Torah, that don't follow the Talmud. And they live a completely different life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's not all Jews is not accurate. It's just not accurate. But it's almost like
we don't say that, though. We don't say that. That's how they misrepresent.
Well,
yeah.
A way I've put it in the past, broadly stated, it's Talmudic Jews. It's those who follow the life code. If you want to look at the Talmud as a life code.
But there's quotes in the Torah that are supremacists too. They use quotes from the Torah that justifies their supremacy over the Goyim also.
Yeah, but again, with the Torah, and this is where I fall back to the chosen people, right? And Schofieldism, right? All right, with the true Torah, with the Torah itself, God gave them a covenant. And he said, and this covenant would be broken if you didn't follow my covenant. And they broke the covenant. So now that they're in diaspora, waiting for that to return. So it's not the same aspect until you add, when you fuse the Talmud with the Old Testament is where you have real toxicity.
I don't know why we have to say all the time, it's not all of them, it's not everyone, like when you
because of my friends like Rachel.
I know people say that, but I'm just saying this is my response to that argument is in that logic is you don't say that for every single thing. It's like The Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. Oh, it wasn't every Japan. They weren't all in on it.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, good point.
No, there's always exceptions really to every rule. And look at my videos. Like, I show an article and showing, like, Ben-Gurion said this and Rothschild did this. I'm talking about specific things and specific people and specific, yeah, you know, documented evidence, not just broad brushing. Point. All of them are bad, like they like to claim on InfoWars that we do.
No, it's a very good point. It's a very good point. And, yeah, and you know, there's a lot of and here's another factor that a lot of people don't take into consideration. There's a lot of folks, what either this isn't just Jews, it's Jews, Catholics, whatever else, that are born into a culture, but they don't follow it religiously. They don't follow the doctrines, the dictates of it. And because they were just more culturally that way. Like, I know a lot of Catholic families, they're born into a Catholic family. They got baptism and they go through the genuflection and making the cross a few times, but the rest of their lives, they don't know what the heck they believe in because they're off living their lives, not going to church, not doing, you know,
of course. I'm doing a video right now on circumcision, and there's tons of Jews that just are outraged about circumcision. And sure, I got quotes from this one Harvard professor that was fired for speaking out against circumcision, and he called out AIPAC. He called Judaism like an evil that has its control of America. And this guy's Jewish.
Yeah, we need to stand by people like that because I consider him an honorable. That right there, that's the definition of a righteous Jew.
Yeah.
Well, a quick comment about circumcision. It's like 90% of Americans, males, are circumcised. That's literally genital mutilation. So you, from these right wingers all the time, you get, oh, Islam pushes female genital mutilation. Well, you're probably genitally mutilated yourself. That's a traumatic experience. Like God would make a mistake there. You know, that is literal genital mutilation. Mm-hmm. And most people walk around not even knowing it, thinking it's normal.
I feel some kind of way about that, to be kind of honest with you, because I was circumcised.
Yeah,
I feel like I was Talmudized from the time. Like look at, you know, you want to tell me the Talmudic law doesn't exist? Well, look at the medical profession. They are literally doing exactly that. They're generally mutilating every child.
It's, yeah, it's institutionalized. It's they've normalized and institutionalized a old ritual blood sacrifice. Yeah. Okay. So here, let's still, we still need to get through this last clip. Let me wrap this one up.
Number one, but that covenant has clearly been passed on, not just to all the Gentiles of the world through Christ, but particularly to England and the United States. Historians, even people that are anti-Western, have marveled that the United States of America has a special providence, Dr. Corsi.
Yes, we're supporting Israel.
Israel. I just got another text message. I said we were going to break the news on Alex Jones InfoWars broadcast. This said one word. They said, great. They're thrilled we're going to break the news on Alex Jones InfoWars. And that comes directly from a source who's really above Mossad and the intelligence structure in Israel.
Folks are really getting things raw here on air now.
Yeah, and so this is really, I mean, this is coming in as we're talking.
Folks are really getting things raw here on air now.
Woo!
Yeah, we just heard that you're getting intel from top Israeli intelligence. Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So, yeah, I'm just crazy to suggest that he's biased when it comes to his coverage of Israel or Zionist issues.
Pat, go ahead. He is
the rightish side of the Jonestown cult.
Yeah. And there's a lot more where that came from. If Owen wants a round two, or if they Jones wants to have me on, or they want me on InfoWars or come on here, I'll do it anywhere. I don't care.
Yep, me too.
I'm
ready anytime.
Yeah. Just one more plug for my video I did this week. It's Alex Jones loves Benjamin Netanyahu. And it's just a little 12-minute compilation of him just shilling hard for Bibi.
Nice.
Here, I'll do it.
Love Netanyahu or hate Netanyahu, Israel has done things politically that aren't anything compared to other people in the region.
A total apologist.
Why are they held to a higher standard? That's my only issue. I try to be fair here. They're surrounded by people that want to kill them. Who say they want to overthrow them? They're supposed to have one state.
He repeats Hasbara talking points and ADL talking points, like, on the regular.
Can I say something to that comment?
And John Birch Society, right, Matt? Yeah,
that comment right there. Mm-hmm. You said, "Oh, and they're there, right in the middle of where everybody wants to kill them." Okay, let me give you a close scenario to that. If I were to walk into the middle of a really bad neighborhood in Detroit at 3 o'clock in the morning and know that it was a really bad neighborhood and didn't need to be there and stood in the middle of the neighborhood and started swatting at people and calling them names and kicking them out of their house, mm-hmm. would I be then the victim if somebody kicked my ass?
Right.
I mean, this is like the same thing he's talking about the Middle East. Oh, everybody surround him. Everybody wants to kill him. Well, maybe if you didn't have the USSR mm-hmm. send 80% of the immigrants that were coming into Palestine that were Bolshevik communists in a time where you had to get permission to leave the Soviet Union.
They went there with the intent to ethnically cleanse the land of the indigenous absolutely. Palestinians. And he's talking about, oh, they're there and everybody wants to kill them. They want to push them in the ocean. Like, you know,
yeah,
that same
you
want
to talk about the real Russian collusion story? Mm-hmm. The real Russian collusion story is Israel, Russia, and China. That's the real Russian collusion story. And anybody that supports or redistributes wealth from their nation or militarily supports is part of that problem. And that's just the bottom line. I know Americans don't want to, they can't, like, they're not really ready to handle that level of truth. Mm-hmm. But that's the fact.
Yep. So anyway, guys, just check out that video. Alex Jones loves Bibi Netanyahu. Share it to Owen, too. Everybody tweet this to Owen and I'll put it in the chat. I want him to see this and to have to answer for this kind of ridiculous nonsense. Let's wrap it up, guys. Let's keep it under, what are we, an hour and 20?
Jeez, are we really already?
An hour and 20 minutes, yeah.
You guys are just so easy to sit down and talk with.
I know, just getting through a couple of minutes worth of clips when there's so many lies packed in between all of it. You got to break it down, give it full context, and refute
peace,
all their
love,
nonsense.
Peace, love, granola, and M16s.
So Alex Jones loves Benjamin Netanyahu, and then this, for the full video today of Schroyer talking about me on InfoWars is posted today. Matthew North, thanks for coming on, Matthew. You're almost done with the CMP, Doc. We're going to see that soon?
I've been done with it, but I'm on two strikes again, so
you can't upload to your channel right now.
No,
huh?
Both channels are on two strikes, so
shoot it to me. I'll put it up on my BitChute. I don't know about my other channel because I have one strike now, but
all right.
But I'll put it on BitChute for sure.
All right, awesome.
And I'll do a promo plug on my channel, so that we'll get around them.
Awesome,
cool.
Thanks, Tom.
And then nomorenews.org. It's in the description. Everybody go check out there and subscribe there. And RTR Truth. Where are we? RTR Truth. I'll put that in the chat too.
Yeah, do me a favor, guys. Like, I don't know how many views I have on this last video. It seems
people
to me that this
kind of tape
this last video that I posted on that little short little clip on the ADL, it was taking off, and then all of a sudden it just I watched the analytics. It just stopped. It stonewalled. So go smash that video.
Smash that like button.
Yeah, man. Get those algorithms kicking, man.
Get them kicking. Yeah, we got the odds against us. Get them kicking. Share it.
Yeah.
On the website, nomorenews.org, I'm going to have a page where it's all of the videos that I've been limited stated and my favorite channels that I think are good channels, videos that they've had censored also, so we can start a list. YouTube wants to suppress these videos and not let us comment or see how many views there are. I'm just going to try to make that easily available and show everybody what they're trying to hide.
Oh, you know what we can do? We can add comments to if we can put them out in the form of posts. I'll work on that with you offline. Mm-hmm. But if we can put each video out as in the form of a post on the website,
so you can comment,
then we can have the comments and to hell with them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Adam Green, No More News. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned. Help me pressure Owen to do a second debate. Have him pay the piper. Good night, everyone. And I'm going to post this on my main channel. Flat.
down in Texas. Burning it till I'm gonna eyes are down. Burning, trying to call my baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Destination, and this doesn't happen because of stupid socialist ideas that are still too strong here. So these are the kind of swamps that we're trying to drain. And my party is, of course, super. We think that Trump is great. We think that we would like to do similar things in Israel that Trump is doing in the U.S. You know, for Israel, Israel is a small country. So for us to put sanctions on a different country, there's no point. So we're for just taking completely free market. I see why the U.S. will sometimes do things like Trump did against the Germany, the EU. You put up sanctions so that they take down sanctions, and then you put up tariffs so that then they take down tariffs. But Israel has no power to do that. Our GDP per capita is about the size of that of France, but we're about an eighth the amount of people as in France. And we've got a third of our population that's at war with us. So in some degree, that's not true. Not a third of the population, maybe a tenth of the population.
You're talking about the Palestinians?
Yeah, I mean, most of these, you know, I work in the market in Jerusalem. That's my
ladies
day job.
And gentlemen, we will be back in the second hour with this debate with Shlomo Gordon and Adam Green from No More News. We'll be right back. RTRTruthMedia.com, Resurrect the Republic.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sin.